This is HPR episode 2599 entitled, Fitting a 3.5mm Adapter to a Bluetooth Receiver. It is hosted by Ken Fallon and is about 8 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, Ken cobbles together a Bluetooth adapter for any 3.5mm headphone.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon. You're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today I want to talk to you about the quandary that I'm going through with my podcast listening. Now before, the ideal podcast way to listen to podcasts, for me at least, was a lanyard style in-ear earbuds, not squashy into your ear, but sitting in your earlobe, that was around a lanyard that you hung around your neck, and off that you clipped onto a Sansa clip, and that clipped onto your shirt. It was perfect, freestanding. You could pop one out without too much difficulty. You didn't suffer from the heat that you get with over-the-ear headphones. You didn't have the awkwardness of plugging the earphone into your ear, in-ear ones. And it was very convenient for working outside, but also on the train. You could quickly pop out an earbud and then you know, pop it back in again when the announcements were over from the conductors. They also had the advantage that you didn't lose them because they were around your neck the whole time. There was nowhere for this thing to go. And when you took it off, wrapped the headphones around the Sansa clip, and then that was that. Unfortunately, the world conspired against me insofar as Philips stopped making those lanyards. They lasted, each pair lasted me about 2 months, and then they would invariably break. There was some flaw in them, and then they just stopped making them and went to making just a long lead. So I lost the ability there to have it dangle around my neck and support it. So now I was relying totally on the clip part of the Sansa clip mechanism to hold on my ears. There was also this disadvantage that when one earbud fell out, then the alternative way it fell down and then pulled out the other ear as a result. So not very handy. And the other thing that happened was, of course, that the Sansa clips are now becoming so rare. The newer models don't support Rockbox. They got less memory, basically a cheaper device. And they're not as great mobile devices. And the older ones that do support Rockbox are coming in with a price tag of around €150. And the whole point of using a small MP3 player or OG player or music player was that you didn't run the risk of losing a lot of money with these devices if you were outside, working in the garden, or, you know, you put it somewhere and it accidentally got smashed, or you lost it on the train or whatever. So I always had a limit, you know, around $50, $100. That's €100. That's the most I want to spend. Definitely, if I spend $200 or $150 on something, I don't want to be going out into the garden with this thing. I need to have some sort of protection on it. So that was the argument against using a mobile phone as well. Now, as ever, the world has conspired against me, and I am no longer able to to get what I actually want. So what we're left with then is that the world has actually moved on a little bit, and that Android devices, you can now get a mobile phone for €60 outright, go down to the shop, and you can buy a device for €40 to €60 that's a mobile phone. If you bought it and never put a SIM card in it, you could use this thing as like the original iPod things, as a media player, just. And quite a lot of what another thing that's happened is that Bluetooth headphones are becoming a lot cheaper. Down in the Action, which is a sort of wholesale type shop here in the Netherlands, they had a set of headphone speakers for under $15 with Bluetooth, and they're the in-ear squashy ones. And the HEMA, which is a retail outlet, a relatively respectable one, has a set for 25 euros. I'm using dollars and euros interchangeably here, just to kind of give you an idea of what the price are. The cheaper ones, the $5-$10 ones, are terrible. The audio quality is terrible. It's fine for podcasts, but the music quality is terrible. The 25 euro ones are actually fine. The music is fine. The only thing is, I don't like the in-ear squashy things that gives you this when you're putting them in, or the wires touch, you have this scratch thing in your ear, really just find it irritating. So what I actually wanted was the choice of headphone to use while having the portability of using a Bluetooth device. So I could have a small mobile phone in my pocket and then use a Bluetooth adapter to get myself music. So at the price of 25 euros and my newfound soldering skills, I thought to myself, hey, what if I take off that adapter there, cut off the headphones, and then just put on a female 3.5 millimeter headphone jack on it, and let's see how that works out. Well, it worked out grand, actually. One thing that, so basically all I did was cut the two wires, strip them, got an adapter, female adapter, which I had in my bits and pieces box, and basically soldered them together. The only thing you'll find is that on a lot of these headphones, they use insulating varnish or lacquer around the two wires for cost saving and size. So you'll have like a green wire and a grey uncoloured one, and it doesn't take solder very well. So what you got to do, you can use nail varnish remover to remove it, but the best thing that you can do is just scrape it lightly with a bit of sandpaper. But the wires themselves are so thin that you run the risk of completely, you know, making it bald as you do it. So what I did was just mechanically twisted them around the wires that I had on the receiving side, on the female jack. There's a photo of this in the show notes. It is ugly, I'll give you that. And just applied lots and lots of solder to it, and it was fine. So then I just connected them up using the headset that I have here, and the audio was actually perfect. Didn't degrade at all in the process. So I can use my traditional Philips over the ear headphones, which I actually like for as an over-the-ear headphones, and then I also have the option of using in-ear ones, whatever earbuds that I want to use at a particular time with this thing. So it gives me a lot more options. So yeah, it's pretty cool. It's not the best life hack in the world, but it works for me. Some people might ask, but Ken, could you not go and get a set of Bluetooth headphone speakers? But yes, but that doesn't give me the flexibility I want. I want to be able to kind of use these headphones and then just change them and then not have to worry about connecting up my phone to another Bluetooth receiver and stuff. So that was it. A little bit of a life hack there. Don't know if it's of any interest to anybody, but no doubt if you tune in tomorrow, there'll be another exciting episode here on Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.